Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. I'm very excited about having Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998. In fact, next month, we'll have to get him back on to celebrate his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Wayne is Vice President for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI, and he's our good friend. Wayne Cruz, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. 12 years, it means you've gotten a lot older, man.
You're right. I've got a lot more gray hair. How about you, Wayne?
Mine is shaved off.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Hey,
chrome plated head.
Uh-huh. Hey, Wayne, we're going to talk about cybersecurity in a minute, but I want to ask you about something else first.
Sure.
As you may know, I was talking to the audience in the previous half hour about our poll that we take on the homepage of our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And this week's poll question is all about how people feel about the various parties or movements with regard to their ability to manage the economy, to deal with the economy. And so what we asked them this week, and the poll's not done, we're in the middle of it, but I'm going to give you and our audience a little bit of a heads up on how it's going so far, and I want to get you to comment on it.
Sure.
The four groups that I asked, what we said was, which political party or movement do you think has the best ideas to deal with the economic recovery? And the four groups are Democrat, Republican, Liberal, I'm sorry, Libertarian, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, and the Tea Party. And so here's what my audience is, our respondents have said so far. Democrats, 13% think they have the right answers. Republicans, 40% said that they thought Republicans had the right answer. 20% said they thought Libertarians had the right answer. And 27% said they thought the Tea Party had the right answers. Now, so we got 13 for Democrats, 40 for Republicans, 20 for Libertarians.
Well, one thing jumps out.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one thing jumps out. There's a lot of overlap, as you know, between Libertarian and Tea Party as well.
Yeah.
If you see the flags flying and things of that sort. Tea Party, of course, may have a much more populist bent than Libertarian does. They may have different views on things like Social Security.
Well, and they're kind of the fruit of the month too, aren't they?
Exactly. And well, in some ways, that's not to minimize them.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying they're the hot property. Right?
Jim, those two options though end up polling bigger than the Democrats and the Republicans, which I think tells you something.
Yep.
People are 47 looking for an alternative.
47 Libertarian Tea Party, the two of those together versus 40. For the Republicans and 13.
So you
for
often find, yeah, you often find early in poll phases that there's a big appetite for an opposition, and I think that's certainly the case here. And what people are after is you've still got a 10% unemployment rate in the economy almost, and people are looking for a way to make the economy grow and for jobs to kick back in gear. And it's certainly the case that nothing that's going on in Washington has anything to do with economic recovery. All of those things end up being new weights on the economy and new ways of creating uncertainty, like you were talking about at the end of your last half hour.
Right.
So what we always say, if I could tell you what we're about at CEI on all this stuff, is you don't have to tell the grass to grow, just take the rock off of it.
Right.
And, you know, that's what has to happen in the economy for small business to advance, for big business to be able to make decisions.
There are a lot of people in Washington who don't get that, Wayne. There are a lot of people in Washington who don't get that.
Washington is a big entity now with a $4 trillion budget and looking to expand, to spread and expand a lot more wealth from some to others. Washington's a big wealth transfer capital is what it is.
There's another trend here in these numbers. If you can see them on the homepage, it'd jump out at you, Wayne. I think we can presume that libertarians and Tea Party members are more likely to be inclined toward Republicans than they are toward Democrats.
That is true.
And so if you accept that premise, then you've got 87% are not in favor of Democrats.
Of the status quo.
And 13% are in favor of Democrats. So this may not be a good year to be a Democrat. And folks, I'm just reporting what you guys have said. I'm not making a value judgment here.
Well, Nancy Pelosi did say she wasn't worried, so I don't know, Jim. She'll take issue with the poll.
This is going to be an interesting election, but I want to get your thoughts.
Sure is.
Thank you for your comments. Hold on to that thought. When we got to take a quick break, folks, it's 20 till right back after these messages with our good friend Wayne Cruz. We're going to talk about cybersecurity and why you should care about it in your small business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.